You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, good evening to you, and welcome to the Monday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. As you might know, we are powered by SID Media. It is a Monday. In fact, it is the 9th of December, 2024. It is the second week, if I'm not wrong, of this month that's coming to an end, right? Very, very soon. And the year as well is coming to an end. And what a way to end the year. And I hope that your year has been good. And whatever it is that you are praying for, that you are asking for, the Lord has been gracious enough to give it to you. I still believe that it's not over until it is the 31st of December. So while you still can, there are a few things you can, go after in this remaining 2.5 or 3 weeks of December before we start January. Talking about January, it's almost like a natural flow to it, right? Talking about January, today we are talking about beating January, that is worry with W-O-R-R-Y, right? With 2024 coming to a close, a new year is an opportunity to refocus on our financial goals. For too many of us, January is not just a month for celebrating, I suppose, a new year, but it quickly turns into the longest month of the year with several financial responsibilities. Causing us, amongst other things, anxiety, stress, and as we colloquially call it, it's a January disease. Well, Mpumi Mabanga, who is a financial advisor, is here to help us navigate January so that it's not the January, and she's joining us on the line. Good evening once again, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
How are you?
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate you. And how are you?
I'm well. I'm good. It's December. I'm tired.
Yes.
Fatigue.
Yeah, it has crept in, eh? It really has. Are you going away, by the way, this December?
Oh, yes, I am going.
Oh, I love that. Oh, yes. and you're probably looking forward to it, isn't it?
I am so looking forward to it. I am tired.
You're tired, eh? Yeah. So it's been a good year, though.
Well, it's been it's been a good year.
It's been a year.
Yeah. I've seen the Lord's favor.
Yes.
Throughout the year.
Look at
and
that.
And I'm still here. So
and you're still here,
year.
Right? Is it too early to start thinking about 2025?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not even. This is a perfect time to even start thinking about 2025.
Yeah.
You know, my year resolutions,
yes.
Write down, you know, what is it? Well, currently right now, December is more of like reflecting,
yeah.
Yeah, December is a month where you start to reflect from January up to now. What is it that you have achieved? How you have progressed, where are the areas where it needs, improvement, also in terms of your financial aspect, this is where you reflect everything. And at the same time, it's the month where now you start to re-strategize for the new year.
Yes, yeah.
Because literally, it starts January the first, that's where you start. But then normally, you start with the planning. You start with your planning January. You start writing down your goals.
Very
important. What is it that you want to achieve, by the end year in terms of financially, what is it that you want to achieve? You just write down.
Yeah.
Just give yourself some space January. You don't have to do anything.
Yes.
Breathe.
Yeah. Breathe. Very important.
breathe. Take a break.
Yeah.
You'll just start by February. Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Now, just as I digress a little bit, because we're going to talk about beating the January disease, right? And it's quite interesting that it's characterized and colloquially so as a disease. But before I get into that one, reflecting, How far does one go? I mean, I've had people who say a year is not enough to reflect. Maybe one must push it to 2 years so that you can then plan for the next 2 years as well. Because this thing of planning a year is what some people call is causing us so many problems.
How is reflecting for a year causing too much problems?
It makes us think short term, they argue. That's what I've heard. I've spoken to people who think that you need to cast the net as wide as you possibly can in terms of your thinking, so that when you plan, then you don't plan for short term, because some say a year is very short. Plan for 3 years. Think about, I need to have a degree, for example. That's a four-year plan, right? So you need to then look at 4 years and say, okay, the next 4 years, what do they look like?
Absolutely. Yes, when it comes to that, yes, I do understand there is short-term planning and also there's long-term planning.
Yeah.
But it's also very vital, you know, to sort of like track yourself.
Mm.
You have to stay in track.
Mm.
So I'll view like maybe reflecting throughout the year as a tracker, as a tracker period, which, okay, since I want to achieve this four-year period, this year, how far am I
with
this goal?
Yeah.
If you've set yourself a goal for 5 years, as much as on the year one, you still have to assess yourself and still have to reflect and check yourself, which, okay, how far am I with this? And what are the steps that I have taken to achieve this? And what is it that I still have to put in?
So
you still, at the end of the year, have to sit down and reflect,
and then
that's how you track yourself.
Okay, so I really love that. So have a plan for 5 years, but track it every year, for example, and that calls for reflecting every year, so that you know if you are still on the right track. So really, really love that. Okay, let's start here then. We're saying this January, and it's a worry with W-O-R-R-Y. It's a disease. Is it curable in your own opinion?
I believe January, yes. To some people, it is a disease.
Yeah.
Curable, yes.
Yeah.
It can be curable, depending also how you plan.
Okay.
It also, you know, sometimes we do have a plan, but you know, life happens. And you now you start, you know, taking other expenses. I believe also December is one of that month whereby, you know, things just, you know, you wanna buy this, you wanna buy that. Like, there's just a lot of expenses
you know,
that you might not be looking into. So I always say, you know, always, you know, things like if you wanna plan a holiday. Just you start, listen, like I said, just start by February for December. So that also for January, you know. However, you know, especially with women, what they do is they have, you know, I'm a stock fan.
Yes.
So when it's January or February, they start contributing every month for stock sale, be it like a stock sale for grocery or a stock sale like for money. This time, the money, you know, Puma, right? Now, what I always say is, when this money with your December allowance and bonuses, start already paying school fees
right now.
This is what my mother actually used to do. I'm like, December should be paying school fees for January, should be buying uniform, like necessity, especially for school. She be literally just doing all these things. So I always say, with this money, don't even think about anything for now. Start whatever, if you have to pay for the rent for January, do that.
Start doing that now,
especially major expense like rent or school fees, something that you know that it's really, really important. Just pay it off.
So I suppose that's a way to then cure this disease, so that you don't sit with the same disease every single year. And I think that's also the problem that we have. But why do you think that we keep on having this conversation about January? And we've gotten to a point where we've given it colloquial names, very nice names. We make it sound like it's not a disease when it truly is, because everyone now jokes January. It's no longer that thing that everyone knows that, yo, it's actually a bad month. Why do you think we keep having this conversation?
January. usually we say January is the month where people are eating pap and cabbage.
Exactly. And murojo.
And murojo. It all boils down to those anticipated expenses,
yes.
and lack of financial planning.
Because we
many fail to have that fixed cost that they stick to, And December is an emotional spending month. But the financial aftermath creates that stress in January. So the January blues, it does lead to that lack of motivation and productivity. But I'll also say the same thing, that have realistic, planning, financial planning. Be realistic as much as possible with everything that you do, just with your spending. And also with gifting. You don't have to go overboard with the gifting. And cook at home, buy yourself some drinks at home, do you understand? Just do things within your budget.
And
just avoid credit cards also.
Okay.
Unless you have a plan that you will be paying off, because then it will come with those high interest rates. Yes.
But I was at the stores earlier on today, and one of the things that was really interesting was this lady at this particular retail store, which I won't mention, precisely because they didn't pay for airtime. But she was mentioning that since the 25th of November, she's seen such a high uptick at the store that they haven't had time to just breathe or take some bit of time out. Because I was asking her to say, look, are you not taking time out this December? She's like, this is our busiest season. We'll only take leave only in June, for example, when it's a winter season and all that. But from after winter season, spring coming this way, it's always packed and they are always busy and all that. So I'm thinking to myself, Kanti, what are we missing? Because we keep talking about December, how December, like you just mentioned as well, it's an emotional spending time. And we know that in a few weeks' time, and that's going to be my next question, but in a few weeks' time, it's going to be January. What's the spirit? What are we missing here?
I think we celebrate, I was speaking to one friend of mine, but based, abroad. Like, why are you guys... It's like when it's come to December, you just want to just shut down businesses.
Yeah.
December is a resting month, the whole month.
It's
no, you have to keep going. You still need the money. You still have to, maintain yourself. Why do you have to shut business down? You have to. But unfortunately, with other people, I always say, especially, let's say you're a student, and this is the time where you make your money. Because a lot of people and a lot of shops, they need help, especially when it comes to December.
Yes.
Always to act to gain and that extra income also for yourself. A lot of people, they need help.
Yes.
So also, it's not a bad idea if, yes, do rest, but also make that money.
Enjoy, very important.
Enjoy yourself, yes, if you can. If you can and you want to. Help out just to make that extra income for yourself for the following year. I would always say do that. But unfortunately, I know for people working in retail stores, this is honestly, they are working tirelessly. They probably, by the time they knock off, they don't want anything. Basically, they don't enjoy. And people will be working on Christmas. Do you understand? So it's unfortunate with other people, it's more work, where others, they feel like it's resting time, depending on which field you are, which sphere of influence you are in. But then also it helps them, because then they don't have to spend, they're at work.
I suppose they save a bit of their money, right? Because they're spending
friends. They don't have to worry about anything, they're at work.
They don't have that spirit that everyone simply has.
So they won't
in December.
Have the disease. January.
Exactly. They will still have their money in January, so the disease won't be there. Now, you mentioned something that I want to digress just a little bit on. You mentioned that this is also an opportunity because people are in that spending frenzy or, you know, willing to emotionally spend and all that. You're suggesting that perhaps this is also a great time to start something, maybe a side hustle. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes. This is the perfect time. You know, I always say, with me, I'm going to make an example with myself.
Mm.
I spoke to my friend, it was a few months back. I was like, you know what, during this time, what I do is I stock up.
Okay.
So I stock up. And then it's basically just clothing.
Yeah.
I go back home and around. This is where people buy clothes the most.
Yes.
So what I do is I would make also, this is me now making my side income. Because back home, the shops are limited.
Yes.
And people, you don't want to, you know, have what, this neighbor already bought this, you know. You want something different as well, but also people also want to look good. So this is the opportunity where you're coming from maybe rural areas or a small town, stock up on something, you go back home and you start selling that. I don't want to, this is exactly what I'm doing. I've stocked up on some, you know, a stock that I have been selling, and it's been amazing. I've been making that extra income for myself because it's the clothes that, you know, that's new to them, and it's the fashion that they like, and they can't get access of it.
Yeah.
So whatever that you can, this is the time, you know, people, they like candles, you know, and for gifting. People are gifting a lot of, so you can do, I mean, it's just an example.
Yes.
A nice gifting packages that you can sell, whether it be clothing, be candles, be perfumes, bags. People are buying.
People are like buying.
People are just buying. So always just, you know, just do that.
Find something that they are willing to buy and just sell it. So basically, you as Mpumi don't have a January month because you've made money in December.
I always think ahead. That's my job. I always think and plan ahead. As much as I'll be spending my money, obviously that I've worked and saved for my I'm going to Dubai for my Dubai trip.
Oh, nice.
I'm also going to be making that money.
Oh,
this money
nice.
That I'm making now. For January.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Can I get into your small little bag just for Dubai? and then I can find my way out when I'm in Dubai.
Welcome.
But I'm sure it's going to be a really beautiful trip, and then hope that you enjoy it, eh?
No, thank you very
much. Hope that
I'm really
enjoy.
Looking into it.
So we spoke about then the financial obligations that we all know we're going to have in general. You mentioned the school kids, the rent and all those sort of stuff. We are now into what? The second week of December, and some people have already gotten their bonuses and all that. Are we late to start maybe our January okay? Is there like a time frame? Do you need a month for you to start the month of January better? Or are you still within time to go ahead and start?
No, we're definitely not late.
Mm.
We're still in the second week. And the other, by 2-3 weeks now, it's Christmas, it's New Year. So people are already also thinking, looking forward to that. Also, enjoy the moment, man.
The moment, right?
Planning. I need to do this.
Yes.
Live life.
Yeah.
Live life. I'm sorry, but live life.
Yes.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Enjoy where you are.
Yeah.
And without even have to worrying about, oh my word.
Yeah.
You know, this and that.
Yeah.
Because if you're always going to be stressing and thinking, you're not going to be enjoying your life.
No, you're not.
Your life, you live once.
You live only once.
And for those who have kids, I know they have kids, but I always say, but you know what? As mothers as well, and as a mother and as a father, also make that time for yourself, you know, and that time also to enjoy, you know, spending, you know, on yourself without any, you know, feeling guilty. It's okay. At the end of the day, you're the one that's working for this money.
No, you are. You are. So should we have a budget for this nice time and maybe set one aside for general, but also have one with limits?
Yes. So as much as we are enjoying ourselves, as much as it's an emotional December month, don't forget to put major expenses, you know, contribute to major expenses now.
Yeah.
If you know that, you know, by January, you really don't have a plan, and you know now by January school will be open. Buy the uniform if you need to buy those uniforms for the school children. Pay that school fees. Pay that bond or that rent. Just the major expense, and you know that you can now enjoy yourself.
Yeah, without feeling guilty, like you said, and enjoy.
Yeah, without feeling guilty.
Yeah.
It's also okay to spend money on yourself.
There's nothing wrong with that. I know I'm not a financial coach. I'm just a numbers person. I'm not a relationship coach as well. I don't know if you are, but I suppose you are not. But there's this thing that we often feel guilt about our loved ones, our relationship people, especially during this December. Should I also be a little bit tougher on the one that I love?
Be it like your family.
Family, maybe your wife or husband and all that. Because January is coming, do I like now go, okay, I'd like to do this for you, but I can't. As much as I love you, but for now, we've got obligations for next year. So let's pay those obligations. We'll see next year what happens this time next year. Maybe things will be better financially. Because we love these people. They are our people. They are our husbands. They are our wives.
It's hard to say no
to someone that you love. So how do I go about it, especially with financial obligations coming up in January?
When it comes to that, especially, well, if it's your wife, your husband, then it's perfect, because what you do is you both will sit down together.
Yes.
And you will both openly now discuss the budget.
Yeah.
Discuss how much you have currently. You know, I know other people do joint, you know, thing.
Their
income is more like joint thing. Then you just sit down together and like, okay, babe, this is where we are currently sitting with our money.
Yeah.
How are we planning on you know, spending this money?
Yeah.
And you sit down and realistically, everything that is important, you start with the old important stuff. Or,
yeah.
And be it family as well. You don't have to overspend because of family. Sometimes it's okay to say no.
Yeah. Ooh, and that's always difficult, eh?
Sometimes it's okay to say no without even an explanation.
Yeah.
No. It's like that. No. Can I have this? No. Without an explanation, it's okay.
Yeah, with a straight
you don't
face.
Owe people explanation all the time.
Yeah.
It's somebody that you love.
Yeah.
There must know you must have, you know, have boundaries.
Set those
boundaries as well.
Yeah.
If you have and if you can, yes.
Go ahead.
But if you can't,
yeah.
Don't beat yourself. No, I'm sorry.
But they're gonna dump you though, Mpumi.
If they dump you, then there's not the one for you then. Oh, that's okay.
That's okay.
That's a minus expense. You must be happy. Yes, minus expense.
Yeah.
You're going through the new year with a minus.
With a minus. Imagine. That would be a nice way to start.
Minus
you've got
stress,
some cash
expense.
Flow. Yeah.
Whoopie doopy for you.
You see, when I'm putting people in relationships are not going to be happy with us right now.
No, but honestly, people have to be. We have to be clear. If I'm not going to do this, I'm not, it's going to be angry at me or they're going to dump me. Let it be then. Let it be. Honestly. Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I'm that person.
Yeah, bye-bye to you. Like, clearly you're not the one, eh?
I'm that person.
Yeah, that's true.
You take that money, then you go enjoy yourself. You're like,
how? Hey, but home. Such freedom, Ibile.
doesn't even, I didn't even know it existed. Ha! You enjoy yourself. So
yeah, no, yeah. Okay, let's get back to work. All right. So talking then about the new year, right, as we draw to a close, but talking about the new year then, any advice on how we can get better prepared for the new year, particularly because we don't want to have this January conversation again this time next year in December and like, hey, Mpumi, yo, we are still seeing the same thing from our listeners and all those. So we don't want that. So we want a changed listenership. So what would be your advice for next year for our listeners?
You know what? I always say to people, create a spreadsheet. Every month, you must have a spreadsheet. You must have the budgeting must not be on your head. I think a lot of people use, when they budget with their head. No, it must be an actual thing. Create a nice spreadsheet on your laptop that you are working on a month-to-month basis.
Yes.
If you have to show everyone in the house, they must know about the spreadsheet, if need to be, so that they know. Mm. So one of my clients was telling me at their house, so they have like jars.
Yeah.
So each and every jars is more like, for example, they have a jar with a label takeaways.
Okay.
A jar with you know, just extra money or extra cash.
Yes.
A jar groceries.
Yeah.
And they put on each and every jar the money, right?
Yeah.
And it's right there on display.
Yeah.
So when you have children especially.
Yeah.
Now if the jar of takeaways or extra money is finished your child goes to you, you just like go to the jar.
Yes.
If there's nothing there,
oopsie.
That's how you plan with children as well. They must say, this is the money for the whole month.
Yes.
So whatever you're going to be using on this jar, then you must know that it's finished.
Yeah. And not compromise, eh?
We don't compromise. Mm. It's exactly like that. This is the money we're going to have for groceries. This is the money we're going to use for takeaways. Mm. This is the money for this and that. Mm. It must be right there.
Mm. Mm.
So if they decide that, you know, at least as they're spending, they'll see how much left.
Yes, yes.
That's, you know, then that's when they know, okay, I can't, let me not spend anything because they know.
Yeah.
Because honestly, when you're going to be just having a budget by yourself, a child will just come to you all the time. Can I, you know, they,
yes,
think, like,
they think there's
you
money.
Have, you have.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
So for displays, especially when you have young children around, teenagers and so, have that jar. And they must know, and they must know exactly how much is it?
Yeah.
And how much they're going to be using.
Yeah.
If it's done, it's done.
Yeah. Someone said that we must take away emotions from our money. Would you agree as well? I mean, when you have to say to your child, for example, no, that money is finished in that jar, or the allocation, if you're using allocations, is finished in that, and then they cry. I mean, there's obviously some emotion in you that's going to be triggered.
It's more of you are instilling financial discipline.
Oh, that's what it is.
So, yes, they can cry today, but tomorrow they will know that, you know what, if the money is finished, it's really finished. They will learn.
Ah, I
get
you.
So you are instilling discipline to your child. You are instilling discipline to your loved one.
Yeah, tough love, eh?
If they will be angry yesterday, like, but why, Tabelo? But tomorrow, it's going to be a lesson.
Yes. Yeah. So that's forward looking, forward thinking right there, right? You don't deal with the issue right now from a symptom, because clearly they don't understand financial discipline. So you're instilling it even for their future as well. I suppose that's why the Bible says train up a child in the way they should go, you know, so when they're old, they don't forget it that way as well. So look at it, parents, as you trying to instill discipline in your children, no matter how much they may throw tantrums this December and want money. In fact, they won't even wait 10 years to thank you. Next month, when they go to school with new shoes, new uniform, fees paid, transport paid, I'm sure they'll be smiling all the way to school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to think about it, I always reflect about childhood and the moments when our parents were very strict about something.
Yeah.
When you grow up, you actually appreciate those
Exactly.
things. Those are the things that you really appreciate.
Exactly. Exactly.
My parents did not allow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But you know what? Now that I'm old, I really appreciate that.
Yes.
You're like, so also instilling that strict financial discipline also to your children, one day they will even implement that for themselves.
Exactly.
And, you know, for their future as
for
well.
Their like, future
as well. I'm going to copy exactly what my mom used
to do. Yeah, which is really important. Ah, okay. How do we round up last words for the year? We appreciate you for always coming through on this show and sharing with us your insights. I know this is the last time we're speaking this year, but I look forward to more conversations next year. And we appreciate you as a show, and I appreciate you as well. Final thoughts, final words, we're going away. I do wish, it's my godly wish, that I was in your little back to Dubai. But anyways, that's fine for now. Your final words and thoughts maybe for the year.
Okay, my final words, I would say that to people, whatever that you're doing, and as much as you are planning for the new year and you're planning to start the new year, I always write down, you know, like your vision boards, right?
Yes.
I know people, they're going to start the year with their vision boards and everything. And just pray over the new year.
No, you need to.
I'm a Christian. Just pray over your plans. Pray over your ideas. I just wish people a happy, fresh, new opportunities and beginnings. And I pray and I wish that people also have the courage as well to chase their dreams.
Yes,
may they have the courage to start.
Ish.
Whatever that you want to start, have that courage. It does not matter how if it doesn't look perfect, it's okay. But as long as you start. So whatever that you've been wanting to do, sometimes you just don't have the courage. Sometimes you feel like you don't have the money, enough money. Start exactly where you are.
Sure, just start, as it were.
Just start. If you want to do a business, but you don't have, at least have a nice business plan, start with
that.
You have.
Yeah, start exactly where you are. Sure.
You will see favor will come.
Definitely.
Along the journey.
It will definitely come. Sure. Ma'am, I'm going to take those words for myself. I'm already thinking I must start a few things. So next year, I'm hoping I will definitely start, and I'll share with you like, yeah, I've started this, I've started that, you know. Hopefully that will be the year next year. But thank you so much, ma'am. Really appreciate your time, and we wish you nothing but the best, and hope to connect again very soon.
Thank you, and wish everyone a happy and a happy, happy Merry Christmas and a New Year's Eve.
Thank you so much, Mel. Have a good
day. And be safe.
Yes, definitely. That's very important.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Of course, that was Mpumi Mabanga talking to us this evening about January and how to better get prepared for January.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.